Scott with SJWelfare.com, Final Days Report, episode 391. Who benefits from the two car attack psyops? What are the globalist strategic imperatives with these psychological false flag operations? And just because it's a false flag doesn't mean people didn't die. Prayers go out to the victims. So again, we're going to talk about 10 desired outcomes of these psychological operations. Now, the first thing I want to cover is, of course, many people have dug into all the different nuances. This reminds me of a psyop within a psyop within a psyop. It has many legs and tentacles. And I'm just going to try to cut through the clutter and give my honest assessment of where this is going. What's the big picture of these narratives? Because you have communication streams for the right and the left. And it's deep, my friends. It is absolutely deep. But it's pretty well established that Fort Bragg, the CIA false flags, New Orleans and Las Vegas attacks, FBI, they have some links together. Fort Bragg is the home of the United States Army John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School, which was established in 1952 as the Psy War Center. The center is responsible for psychological operations, PSYOPs, which is a branch of the United States Army that aims to influence the behavior of groups, organizations, and individuals. And you need to think about this. Couple this with the reversal of the Smith-Mundt Act. The mainstream media is allowed to do PSYOPs on the American people. So this is going to be a bit of a deep one. And if you're in this Trump delusion, if you follow our ministry, we really go after Trump in a very, very tough way, because we know the left is very, very satanic. It's dark. It's evil. It's pushing. If you read Romans 1, if you're a Christian and even not a Christian, they're pushing that agenda. They're defiling our kids, this unnatural affection, this lawlessness, and ultimately communism. But then we've proven out with our ministry, this false light, Lucifer light, right? Satan is darkness, is evil. Lucifer can also masquerade as false light. And so on the right, they're going to purge evil. The people on the left, they're going to get rid of waste, which will be AI governance. They'll probably launch suppressed medicine. They'll probably launch free energy that's been suppressed, like the Tesla technology. They'll probably do this with Noahide laws, right? This capital punishment that goes after Romans 1 type behavior, but will ultimately be Christians. And their government is technocracy. Elon Musk is a technocrat. His family comes from a technocracy background, which is ultimately this AI governance system. But then in the middle, both of them agree with this carbon dioxide scam. Remember, you exhale carbon dioxide? They both agree with defiling you with graphene oxide in you, right? Iron mixed with clay, graphene oxide mixed in you. Seeds of men will not cleave. They both believe in AI governance, this bio-digital convergence that Biden recently signed an executive order on. They both are probably pushing ID 2020, and they're going to get the right to push ID 2020 for voter integrity. Folks, it's a selection. And both sides want to take your guns. I'm sorry, they do. Don't be fooled. We've covered multiple podcasts of Trump saying, take the guns first, due process second. And he recently did it as well. And both sides want to monitor free speech. This is a one world government playbook. You need to think of the dual citizens in your government. Who are they siding with, my friends? Who are they siding with? Now, let's dive deep into, again, don't be fooled with this. The guy on the left, a famous special forces guy on InfoWars multiple times, it was almost as though he's been propped up. And check out how he is shaking the hands of the actor, potentially victim, with the old Freemason handshake. Doesn't add up. Inside edition. Compliments of nations conspire for bringing that insight forward. Now, again, what I want to do is just say, break from this right left. It's wings of the same bird. They want to bring you into this New World Order government. We're watching theater. Death will be real to us, but we're watching theater. And another proof point of that is Elon's new profile pic, demonic frogs. Demonic frogs, bringing in the old Roman Empire. interesting tweet. Obviously, Keck, K-E-K, is the trolling frog-headed god that they use for a laugh. It is also an Egyptian god of chaos and darkness. That bit is very much true. This is Elon changing his name shortly or for a brief period of time with Keck, K-E-K. We've covered how Elon has said Novus Ordo Seclorum, right? This new world order. Both trolling and revolution of the method. That's what witches and warlocks need to do, is reveal their method so their karma doesn't fall back on them. But this fits Elon's actions of Revelation 16:13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, that's Satan, Lucifer, out of the mouth of the beast, that's the Antichrist, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. We've done a series, Is Elon Musk the False Prophet, from 378 through 382. Check out those different VCasts, because you got to remember, MAGA is the highest position of the Church of Satan. And my background is marketing. You never, ever would build a brand that has as an association that is evil. You just wouldn't do it. It's not good brand hygiene. So I'm not buying any of this, my friends. And more podcasts to wake you up if you're a Trump fan. We really went over the assassination attempts, 354 through 359. Check some of these out. They don't pass the sniff test. And you have to remember as well, here's from the Times of Israel, that the Messiah of Israel will be the Antichrist. And I'm not saying Trump's the Antichrist, but we need to keep our eyes open. If he gets assassinated and shows up as a hologram, then he's your Antichrist. But just from Times of Israel from 2018, is Donald Trump the Mashiach, the Messiah? And I might play at the end of this as well, a former Zionist that came out and was warning about Trump and talking about all these rabbis that said he is the Messiah, powerful Orthodox rabbis from Israel. Now, continuing all of these attempts on Trump, 367, four reasons how the script fits the beast system. These MK Ultra type people. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Another guy was arrested and the sheriff said, oh, he was trying to take out Trump. He's like, no, I'm a Trump fan. These psyops, they feed the left and the right. The left were like, this guy's crazy. You know, he's all armed. He wants to protect Trump. And then the right thinks that the left is trying to kill Trump. I mean, get break from it, because this guy unmasking the news deception. Are you ready for SEAL 2? This guy's being pictured with all of these assets. Vivek, right? Ted Kennedy, who was engaged with Epstein in the honey traps. All of them. Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson basically poo-pooing what happened at the daycare centers that Ted Gunderson exposed. It's one big psychological operation. All right, let's get into the 10 psyops, 10 objectives. Now, this is a fresh point. I've not heard anybody talk about this. Within New Orleans, the gates were mysteriously left down. So let's read. Malfunctioning security bollards were removed from Bourbon Street before the truck attack. And so if you follow these smart cities, these 15-minute cities, they have these bollards, I think is how you pronounce it, going up and down. They want to eliminate you having the means to travel. So these car barriers were down. And so as they make cars a weapon, it fuels multiple things, but it fuels these 15-minute cities. So you want to feel safe and have these barriers up on roads. Do you see how this fits the 15-minute cities? These driverless sections, so no one can take you out with a car. This is own nothing and like it. This also fits the driverless cars. That's number one. Number two, there's a war on private property. We did a podcast, 12 Reasons to Keep Old Cars, Final Days Report 313. Go to SJ Wellfire and check that out. But I just thought it was interesting. The car rental app used in the New Orleans terrorist attack was Turo. Turo is a peer-to-peer car sharing service that allows users to rent vehicles, get this, from private owners. There's a war on private property. It's self-evident with the news really pushing that narrative. Third bit, strategic imperative of these PSYOPs is car as a weapon. This has been going on for years, especially in Europe. So you know what's going to come of this. There's going to be laws in tech to stop vehicles as a weapon. There are going to be laws in tech that says you can't drive in certain areas. They have patents where they can take control of your car if you don't pay your bill and drive it right back to the dealership. They want to take away your right to travel, especially to green zones. So this is evident. Look for laws that really impede upon your right to travel. You see it. And the fourth strategic imperative of these PSYOPs is AI surveillance state. Get this from USA Today. Police use Tesla data to track Cybertruck's path before blasts, raising privacy concerns. Oh, really? See, they're telling you what they're doing. Final Days Report, episode 374, Will Trump Censor the Net? His words talking about censorship. He's a shill. You're watching big time wrestling against the Constitution. And his excuse then, hooking up with Bill Gates back in 2016, is like, well, we need to stop the Muslims. Folks, they're allowing Russian troops, China troops, people that hate the America in this country. They need chaos. The country is bankrupt. And when they launch their robots, people will be without jobs. They need a great culling. Think Deagle Report of 2025. So the other part of this with Bill Gates especially is he's talking about AI surveillance online, the censorship. And I just thought this was interesting. I saw a news brief. What made the New Orleans attacker radicalized because he was in his 40s online? This fits the Taylor Swift, where she had to cancel a concert because people are radicalized online. So this is pushing for AI censorship online in ID 2020, where you can't do anything unless it's 100% tracked. They're tracking you now, my friends, but they want to make it legal. Now, the other thing I heard, and it might have fallen off where they said this guy has no associates, but originally in New Orleans, the attacker, they were looking for the associates. And they were mentioned that they could be illegal Muslims that came over. Again, this just fits that ID 2020 for potential, I guess, identification of who truly is a citizen to track you. And it reminded me of the Trump push for this biometrics surveillance state with his first administration. And the third point with this AI surveillance state is Big Brother pre-crime. You know, you need to see the nuggets and understand their strategy to control you with this 1984 Big Brother AI governance system, this all-knowing AI fake god system. But the suspect drove the truck from Houston to New Orleans, recording several videos along the way. Now, this implies if they could have seen these videos online, they could have potentially stopped this horror. Don't buy it. Don't buy this psychological operation. And this is wild. This AI surveillance state. The news is allowed to walk through this person's place. One TikToker said it reminded her of MTV Cribs. And they did this before. I think it was a false flag shooting or a shooting where they just walked through the shooter's place. Come on. She's going to mention chemicals right there. This primes the surveillance state that we need to be able to check out people's homes.
We are here inside the New Orleans terrorist home. You can see that it's been clearly destroyed, the door at least, from the FBI raid yesterday. But if we walk through the home, we see some signs of what he was up to. He had this work area here, lots of different chemicals splayed around, and different electronics. This is, again, a work setup. Left receipts, just very unkempt in here. If we go over here, actually, you can see the Department of Justice documents here, the search warrant, and the property that they recorded here, which seems to be a lot of chemicals. Again, just left in disarray. There's a bedroom back here, and his, what appears to be his collection of religious materials, his Qurans, an open Quran with a passage there, as well as even the Bible here, but mostly books on Islam, and his prayer rug just to the left of me here. And if we go back, there's another bedroom here. You can see he left all these belongings, contact lenses, personal belongings, his bathroom. This seems to be some sort of workspace, again, with other chemicals here. The light's still on. Some kind of station set up here. We're not really sure what that was for in, you know, what we can assume was also a bedroom. You can see clothes left here. And just a sign that someone was here up until those last few moments when neighbors said he left just before the New Year's holiday, saying he was done with his lease, it was up, and he was on his way to New Orleans where he would live there. Didn't take any furniture because he said his new home would be furnished. That's all we know so far.
I'm going to add point 11 for the strategic imperative. Is pushing to make all religion, especially Muslims and Christians, as fanatics. That's been a plan, this Christian right piece. He even had a Bible. Did you notice that? So bullet point number 11 that I'm adding, that just dawned on me, is the, I guess, religious fanatics. All right. Bullet point number 5, Trump's purge. We've talked about Trump's purging that ultimately I think will morph into Christians getting purged, those that do not take the mark of the beast. They're setting this whole system up. But let's read bits of the manifesto that really are hilarious. This just, it looks childish. It doesn't make any sense. But let's read the manifesto from the Las Vegas incident. Fellow service members, veterans, and all Americans. And folks, there's a war on veterans, right? That's probably bullet point number 12. Veterans that come back, the deep state hate veterans. So let's read. Time to wake up. We are being led by weak and feckless leadership who only serve to enrich themselves. True. Military and vets move on DC starting now. Militias facilitate and augment this activity. There's a war on militias. We did a podcast on that. This fuels a war on militias. Occupy every major road along Fed buildings and the campus of Fed buildings by the hundreds of thousands. Lock the highways around, down with semis right after everybody gets in. Hold until the purge is complete. Purge. Purge, purge, purge. This is an agenda. Purge. Try peaceful means first, but be prepared to fight to get the Dems out of the federal government. Again, this fake right left and military by any means necessary. They all must go, and a hard reset must occur for our country to avoid a collapse. So we've done two podcasts, Final Days Report episode number 1, the purge siren at the Fed building 3 years ago, creepy beyond belief. And are you enjoying the show? The purge program, Trump's own words. And then there's an association with Kushner with people linked to the purge franchise. This is the foundation to purge and to bring in AI government and ultimately the purge of the homeless, right? Putting the homeless in FEMA camps, going after all the illegals. Eventually, this will be a purge for Christians. Period. You see how it's done? And people are going to be cheering this crap on. Now, I want to read again his manifesto. It's just laughable. It looks so staged. And I think this is a move for civil war, divide and conquer, because again, the United States is bankrupt. And as they launch all of these robots that will take so many jobs, they need a purge. Deagle Report 2025. And they need this new world order, one world government. So let's read. We are the United States of America, the best country people to ever exist. Well, but right now we are terminally ill and headed towards a collapse. True. We are crumbling because of a lack of self-respect, morals, and respect for others. We're crumbling because people have lost the fear of the Lord. Greed and gluttony has consumed us. The top 1% decided long ago they weren't going to bring everyone else with them. You are cattle to them. And I think there's some truth here. We have strayed from family values, true, and corrupted our minds, and I am a prime example of having it all, but it never being enough. A lot of us are just sitting around waiting to die. No sunlight. I wonder if that's chemtrail comment. No steps, no fresh air, chemtrail comment. No hope. Our children are addicted to screens. By the age of two, we are filling our bodies with processed foods. And also, as the days of Noah, devil juice. Our population is too fat to join the military, yet we are facing a war with China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran before 2030. There's the World Economic Forum goal. We must take these actions if we're going to make it past the next few years in one piece. We must end the war in Ukraine with negotiated settlement. It is the only way. Focus on strength and winning. Masculinity is good and men must be leaders. Agree. Strength is a deterrent and fear is the product. Weeded out those in government and military who do not idolize number two. The income inequality in this country and cost of living is outrageous. To me, he's pushing for the universal basic income here. The number of homelessness on our street is embarrassing and disgusting. True. And Trump's solution there is to put them in FEMA camps, re-education camps, which will eventually be Christians. Have some pride and take care of this. Stop obsessing over diversity. We are all diverse and DEI is a cancer. Agree? Thankfully, we rejected the DEI candidate and we'll have a real president instead of Weekend at Bernie. See, your election is a script. It's a script. We must move on from the culture of weakness and self-enrichment perpetuated by our senior political and military leaders. We are done with blatant corruption. Our soldiers are done fighting wars without end states or clear objectives. This is not a terrorist attack. It is a wake-up call. Americans only pay attention to spectacles and violence. What better way to get my point across with a stunt with fireworks and explosives? Why did I personally do it now? I needed to cleanse my mind of the brothers I've lost and relieve myself of the burden of lives I took. Consider this last sunset of 24 in my actions, the end of our sickness, and a new chapter of health for our people. Rally around Trump, Musk, Kennedy. Really? Ride this wave to the highest hegemony for all Americans. We are second to no one. So, just an odd, ridiculous manifesto. Reminds me of the guy that shot the CEO for the healthcare. It just doesn't make any sense. It seems like a playbook, a psychological operation. And the alt-right is pushing this narrative that maybe he was off, the driverless car went, and then this whole thing happened because he was warning about Trump either getting assassinated or these drones are from China. Folks, China has been allowed to come in. We run China's Federal Reserve Bank. The last podcast I did, somebody from the military-industrial complex that broke free from it was told that China and the United States are on the same page. China's here, Russia's here, and other terrorist organizations are here. Break from it. We've been invaded. This is a new world order club. I was thinking about this as well. I did a podcast about the fog with nanotech fog. They call it utility fog. And control the weather by 2025. I want to put a PDF of that document on sjwellfire.com and give it away for free. But that document said to use fog for troop movement so you don't see troops moving. That is an interesting perspective. Control the weather by 2025, that white paper. World War III will be scripted, but death will be real, my friends. So you think about this manifesto. The left see the right as crazy, and it's going to get them scared. And the right, people that really believe in this Trump as their savior, if they really look into this, they're going to say, hey, we need to move fast. I'm not buying any of it. Break from the Civil War narrative. Because again, the United States is bankrupt. and they're going to replace us with robots. So they need a kill off. InfoWars. Boom. Right? This is on their site today. And then the truck. Boom. And then the perpetrators, the left. Folks, it's wings from the same bird. Another proof point of that, Final Days Report 365. I tried to put all of my warnings about Trump being false light. Check that out. 365. Do your research. Pray on it. And the only reason why I came to this conclusion when I started this Watchman News ministry is I had a dream of these Western leaders walking in line, speaking to Lucifer and getting a script. You're watching a script. So the Lord opened my eyes. So it's not like I have this special knowledge. I was guided to warn you about this. From Alex, national security alert, Cybertruck bombing Patsy. Matthew Livelsberger warned that the deep state was planning to target Trump with drones hours before he reportedly died in a bomb blast in Las Vegas. See, if Trump gets taken out and then shows up as a hologram, he is your Antichrist tied to AI. Period. I'm not falling for this. I'm not falling for it. They could take him out just like that. Easy. Very, very easily if they wanted him out. And Israel loves him. They're not taking him out. Most of the people in his cabinet that he's choosing are pro-Israel. Israel is the woman of the book of Revelation. That great city where they crucified Christ called Sodom in Egypt. That's our ministry's point of view, and we've done a couple Bible studies on it. All right, number seven, they want to sell deep state cars. They want to sell Teslas, and they have an awful reputation of burning up, and these fires are massive. They need to really spend time to try to put these out. You could just do your research. Tesla's catching on fire. Even Joe Rogan was interviewing Elon Musk and said, hey, your Teslas are catching on fire on a massive ship. And Elon's like, what? This cargo ship on fire. These things are dangerous. Just play a couple videos. So what they need is they need to change the narrative that these are safe. So the explosion is captured, right? That this is a beautiful, well-built machine, and to link your mind space to terrorism blowing them up and not the batteries blowing up. Let's play some of these videos.
Yeah, guys, this is not good. Do not do this with your Tesla Cybertruck. It doesn't do well in the water. I don't know what happened. So you can hear this thing like still running, and there's just like smoke coming off it. Smells horrible, but the battery pack is giving all kinds of warnings, so we're keeping our distance, and it is smoky. You can literally feel heat radiating off of this thing. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's just keep clear, and I don't think I'm going to be road tripping this thing home today. Oh, boy. That is not looking too hot.
A listener sent me an article about how a lot of these vehicles as well are just toxic EMF soup, just toxic soup. But again, Elon emphasized that the Cybertruck's design actually helped contain the explosion and directed the blast upwards, preventing a significant damage to the hotel's lobby. Think about how these things catch on fire and you need to get out of them fast. And then also I saw all this narrative of pushing the right to buy these Teslas because of their lineage in North America and the United States, where they're assembled, the parts. I just thought it was interesting. North America, I don't care if something is built outside the United States or parts. It's this North America push, right? Just more information on how these EVs catch on fire. And again, I drove down from Chicago to Florida. I drove straight through. And it was raining almost the whole time down. And I'm talking massive showers where I would be on the freeway and hit a puddle that almost crashed me. It might have been 6-7 inches of water where it shouldn't be. And I saw 3 EVs with massive fires. So I've seen this firsthand. And the smell was bizarre. but just a couple headlines. Tesla are catching fire in Hurricane Helene's wake. Tesla catches on fire, takes over 25,000 gallons of water to put out. So they need to change this narrative. They need to change the narrative of in your mind, we used to call it marketing mind space. What do you associate these fires with? Terrorists, not just blowing up. So they need good PR. And here's another thing that I think is suspect from the Tesla event. I feel like Batman. So this is a text from the actor to his ex-girlfriend. I feel like Batman. What Tesla driver texted his ex-girlfriend before the explosion outside Trump Hotel? He's posting about running a Tesla Cybertruck to an old girlfriend on New Year's Eve, according to a text message shared with NBC News. So it's the, he says, shit. It's written out, he wrote, according to the message shared with NBC News. I feel like Batman or Halo. Isn't that interesting? All the predictive programming, you can be a superhero. I feel like Batman or Halo. How fast is it? She asked. Ungodly, he replied. They actually asked the ex-girlfriend if she wanted to watch the video of him dying, because many people think he was off before he actually died. So it's just interesting they put that in the story. And the other thing where you know it's a false flag is all the information that comes out so fast. It's beyond belief. All right. I'm harping on they want to sell these Big Brother cars because they're driverless and they can be controlled.
Also breaking this morning, a Tesla Cybertruck goes up in flames. This is really incredible video when you look at this. You can see that entire back of the truck is discolored. The tires are even melted. Firefighters tell us this was on a car lot in DeKalb County, and they think the fire could have started with a battery.
These fires are intense. Here's another one. I mean, this one is in water and it's still on fire.
Tesla pulling an actual boat into the water, submerged the entire car on fire. Best place to go. So now it's gone.
She's dead. They start swearing like crazy, so I'm just going to move forward. But the point is, this is a marketing push to get the right to buy these cars. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. I mean, look at this picture. Trump and Elon burning in fire. This is biblical, my friends. Biblical. Staged. All right. Point number eight. This is a gun grab. Both of the actors had guns, right? Flat out. They really stressed how the person in the Las Vegas incident actually purchased guns before this move. Doesn't add up. None of this adds up. All right, this one might be a little bit of a stretch, but it rubbed me the wrong way with this New York Post journalist walking through the guy's trailer. That's a crime scene that makes no sense. MTV Cribs type walkthrough, as this famous TikToker mentioned. Staged. Why is this allowed to happen? It makes no sense. But she's going to say something here where she's like, well, they had backyard animals. She didn't say it was wicked or evil, but she implies that it's strange. Folks, all of us should have backyard chickens and goats and sheep. This is what I preach. Food independence is independence. But just check out her tone on this.
Jenny Terror here with the New York Post. We are here in Houston, Texas. This is the home of the terror suspect in the New Orleans attack. We are here this morning just after the FBI did a joint raid on the home. Yesterday, this was completely enclosed. There were individuals home who later came out when the FBI showed up and told people to come out with their hands up. But before that, we weren't able to access the home. Some of the neighbors said they had interacted with the suspect, describing him as normal, said hi when they would walk by. This is a majority Muslim community. It's a small enclosed street. The home actually, interestingly enough, and I don't think they're out today, but there were sheep, goats in the yard here. There's chickens all kind of roaming around the side. Again, didn't see anyone come out yesterday until law enforcement showed up, but we had some suspicion that someone was home because there were three cars there. More to come on this, but we're learning just about this individual, how he was radicalized after serving in the military.
How was he radicalized? Online? Well, we need surveillance online. Do you see this? All right, the last point as well is it's obvious with ISIS. ISIS is the United States and the Mossad. Period. I'll never forget hearing how ISIS soldiers were being helped by Israel. And how when Obama was bombing ISIS, pilots came out and they said, we're helping ISIS with where we're bombing. All the bombing raids had to go back through Obama. And then all of a sudden, Russia takes out ISIS. Makes you scratch your head, right?
Tell the story about how you tried to find out what the what they call the Mossad when they deal with publicly.
I thought it was a reasonable question, but the trouble is you can't pick up the phone book. There's no Langley in Israel that you can look up, you know, CIA or in our case the Mossad. We thought we should ask, what shall we call it in English? You can translate the Hebrew words, as I said, Mossad is institute. But when they write a letter to their friends in the CIA or the British intelligence, what do they call themselves? It took a while. It was a matter of asking the prime minister's spokesman. The best you could do, because officially the Mossad is under the prime minister's office. And I think he sort of wondered why you want to know and all that, so we explained. And he came up with the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. I mean, if it were to have initials, it would be ISIS.
Was moving too slowly? But the fall of Ramadi has galvanized the Iraqi government. So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
So part of me thinks that this, with the flag, and many people have said there's inconsistencies with this flag. All of a sudden there's a pole that he creates with this ISIS flag. Somebody even mentioned that the flag was upside down. They want you to fight Israel's war. Trump wants you to fight Israel's war. You need to break from Christian Zionism, my friends.
Universal Noahide Code deals with the responsibilities of the individual. Briefly, the Noahide Code, we could spend an hour or days here talking about each law, and it's not just these laws, it governs laws between fellow men. It has to do with how you conduct business, how you say good morning to your neighbor. It has to do with a whole range of laws, visiting the sick, burying the dead, etc., which are not included in these laws. These are like the Ten Commandments, which are a basis, which from this many laws and common law, and by the way, British law or Western law is based on this from the Mosaic law. It comes from Jura Gratis. It's a whole nother subject. We could spend a whole nother afternoon on that, but we're not going to go into that. We're just going to briefly go through what they are, and you can do your own research at your own time. The first one is to believe in one God.
When the world was repopulated after the flood with Noah, God gave seven laws called the Noahide laws. This is the bedrock of any civilization that were to exist. And the Rebbe pleaded, if only the United Nations will go back to the basics and empower their nation to adopt the seven Noahide laws, then this world would be a very different world, and perhaps we wouldn't have lost 150 million lives that we have lost in the last 200 years. So I ask every nation that's here, everyone that's listening, consider taking the seven Noahide laws back to the basics and apply it to real daily life. And we will see a world difference.
Under the Affordable Care Act, death by guillotine is an actual inclusion for the use in capital punishment. Just as the Noahide laws were classified under an education bill, death by beheading by guillotine is classified under Medical Code ICD-9 E978. Just another way to treacherously hide a deadly and diabolic scheme against most law-abiding Americans. This is a reality that has existed for a while now and is law. In a predominantly Christian nation, this is an amazing evil, and I believe it will be used in all its treachery in the very near future.
The Talmud, which means the Jewish rabbis, through oral tradition, manufactured the Noahide laws out of thin air. They didn't come from the Bible. They didn't come from God. They came from the Jewish rabbis who wrote the Talmud. Every president since Jimmy Carter in 1978, including Donald Trump, has signed this public law installing Noahide laws and Shabbatism in the United States. Every single president, Democrat or Republican, since 1978 has signed this document instituting Noahide laws and Shabbatism in America. Here's some things you need to know. Jewish Noahide law calls for the death of anyone practicing idolatry, blasphemy. Pause. What was the charge the Sanhedrin brought against Jesus? Blasphemy. According to Shabbatism, every Gentile commits idolatry, no matter what his form of worship, unless he converts to Judaism.
But the seven Noahide laws, unlike what most people think, it's not only seven laws, it's seven of those specific laws, plus all of the laws in the Torah that are common sense. Anything that's common sense. So for example, in the Torah it says that you have to respect your mother and your father. That's not one of the seven Noahide laws. But obviously it's common sense. In order for us to have a civilized people, whether they're Jews or Gentile, obviously we have to respect our parents. It's common sense. Same thing goes with anything else that's common sense. In reality, the Noahide laws are somewhere around 60 laws.
Every normal Jew knows a reformed person is a clown. Every person knows it. If a person tells you, I'm a reformed rabbi, what do you expect? He could be a goy, non-Jew, rabbi. Go to Manhattan, see who the reformed rabbis are. Korean, this, Chinese. People that have nothing to do with Judaism. They made themselves rabbi. They went to university, learned Judaism. They're reformed. Thanks, everyone. No problem. Or a gay living with a boyfriend, married to his husband. He can be a rabbi, a criminal like this. This is a joke. Most people understand.
You have 6 billion idol worshippers who makes God angry every second of their life. Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Tibet, Nepal, Thailand. So many. India alone is 500 million. China is 2 billion. So many, 2 billion Christians, which are idol worshippers, between Chinese, Indian, Hindus, Buddhists, and Christian, at least 6.5 billion people are idol worshippers that, according to the Torah, do not have the right to live. Idol worshipper goy, it's death penalty. Not only Jews, even a goy who bow down to an idol, who believe in JC, deserve death penalty.
I mean, this is obvious. This is obvious. They want you to die for Israel, for World War III. Never forget the USS Liberty. And my understanding is True News is giving away the documentary on the USS Liberty on Rumble. So do a search for that. I highly recommend you watch that and share it. Flat out eye-opening. Flat out eye-opening. And go to SJ Wellfire and type in 211, ISIS-like army in the United States, all by design. They know where everybody is. They could take them out in 5 seconds. They need chaos. Expect chaos. But break from the right-left paradigm, my friend. This is an agenda. Behind closed doors, they shake hands, my friends. And never forget the big picture of all of this is the bio-digital convergence hooking you up to AI and this hive mind. So Scott, that's jwellfire.com. Thank you for your support. Make sure you subscribe to our alerts. I need to get better at sending them out. But it's a great way to keep in contact. Have a blessed day.
So you did not inject GP15 developed by my people, the Israelis at MIT with HIV in it, right?
No.
Because that's exactly what it is. This is a genocide by the Israelis.
They're getting rid of all you Americans. You're all part of the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump their Mashiach. I don't know if you know this. Do you know that they gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah recently, which is to be put on the head of the Messiah? Do you know this?
Who's that?
163 Orthodox rabbis.
Oh, wow.
Came together at Trump's golf course and handed him the silver crown. Do you know any of them?
Nope.
They gave him a menorah about 2 weeks ago, and on the bottom, the inscription says, the Prince of Peace, an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah for the Mashiach, the Messiah. Do you know that happened? So you guys have no idea that they, in Israel, the Knesset, and in the Sanhedrin, have proclaimed Donald Trump the Messiah. Nope. You know none of this.
They gave Trump the silver crown of the Torah. Got that? That's the silver crown of Jerusalem. This is to be given to the Messiah and the Messiah only.
Wait, let me see that again.
And 163 Orthodox Jewish rabbis gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah. I worked 4 years on Trump's campaign team. These guys are, this is the inscription which you can't read, but you can read it here. They're calling him the Prince of Peace. This is an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah. Donald Trump is considered the Mashiach of Israel, the Messiah, according to these rabbis who run your country. The whole COVID agenda was done by Zionist Jews, and they want all you people dead here in the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump the head of Edom. They're going to kill you people off with this injection. You're considered Amalek, and they want all you people dead. My Instagram is Trump_played_you. Trump played you. My son's dying from this shot that Donald Trump brought out through a military operation, Warp Speed, March 27, 2020. Approved by the DOD. Warn your fellow Americans, this whole thing by this COVID agenda is all dual citizenship Zionist Jews. I used to be a hardcore Zionist. They want all you people dead, and Trump is their Messiah. Make no mistake of it. He will return.
Can I see the back of your shirt?
All right.
Go Trump.
Yeah, Trump's going to kill all you people.